Don't miss out on the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. There are two drawings left with lots of cash prizes and more tickets to a party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where they're giving away $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs in My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Don't wait. The next entry deadline is April 1st. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's winter, and you can now get almost anything you need for the coldest months of the year delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a ski slope delivered, but you can get dish soap delivered. Sunshine, that's a no. But a bottle of wine, that's a yes. A snow angel, sorry, no. But angel hair pasta, Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to
root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a aura,
safe,
or even a
strike three,
or a
it's out of here,
root for your home team with DirecTV Stream, the most MLB games, period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, I think I've done this before, but I'm always excited about it. Let's talk about treason. Everybody always sees how our politicians act, and you can't help but have the word treason come to mind, is what I feel like. It feels like they don't have our country's best interests at heart. Now, whether that warrants treason, we'll get into it. So I do have a definition. I guess the Webster's Dictionary. Treason is betraying one's country. So by that limited scope, I would say yes. But what is the charge of treason? That's another story. Mm-hmm. The framers basically didn't want treason to be used to silence political opponents. And that was a thing they were very worried about, because that had actually happened to them.
Right.
Where they were like, oh, you disagree with us? That's treason. Off with their heads. You know, that's the.
Right. That's the game there.
That's the game. Right. And
you
they were
say that because it's treason.
Right. And that they were very worried about it. And so they wanted to define it. They basically said it's only an act of war against the United States or providing comfort and aid to our enemies.
Right. Now
that's where I kind of feel like we might have crossed that line a few times. But then I think the danger we run into is, well, who are the enemies?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who is it that we're giving the comfort and aid to? To go down this road, we're going to kind of do more of the history thing for a couple of seconds, and then we'll go off into crazy town, which is, you know, where I'm most comfortable, you know,
right.
You know how that is, right?
Yeah. So, it's where we both spend most of our time.
Most of our time is somewhere in crazy town. So the first thing was the Whiskey Rebellion,
right?
This is something Kevin, likes to think about. The Whiskey Rebellion, a bunch of Pennsylvania farmers rebelled against Washington. And they ended up, there was an attorney, Rawls, who said, you know what? These guys got together. So basically they were forming a militia and they were trying to, you know, take down our country. So there were two guys, John Mitchell and Philip Weigel, who conspired, and that made it an act of war, is what this guy said. And they actually did charge them and convict them of treason. And then George Washington just pardoned them because he's like, look, can't we all just get along?
Yeah, Yeah. So the issue was that they put a tax on sales of whiskey.
Yeah, it was just now, a tax. They didn't outlaw it.
Right. So it's not really a big deal, but the way you have to understand the way that they saw it is that, you know, you harvest grain, you know, all day, all year you're farming, you harvest grain, you sell the grain, you make enough money so that you can buy more seed and survive another year. Any extra grain that you have left over that starts going bad, you can make it into whiskey. Any whiskey you make out of that grain, that's profit now, you know? Then you can start getting ahead a little bit. And, well, they wanted to tax that. So anybody trying to come up now, you know, it's fucked because they got, all the profits go to taxes. And so they're just selling whiskey for fun or whatever. They're just, you know, they're not making any money off of it. So, pissed off a lot of farmers in Pennsylvania, and, they got together and decided to be, you know, to have a problem with it. It's not really, I don't know. It's kind of fucked up. George Washington did, you know, get the troops together and lead an army, and it wasn't really a battle or a war or anything like that. They, you know, had a couple of little shootouts. Nobody really got killed. I think, you know, one or two people were shot, but it wasn't really a big deal. But at the same time,
if you're one of the guys who got shot,
yeah, exactly. It's a big deal for some people, you know. If your fucking dad, the farmer, is dead, you're kind of fucked. But whatever, you know. I mean,
you know, if it's not me, what is it? We'll just sing louder at church. Is that what happens, Kevin?
Exactly. As the train goes by, to me, it seems that that I have no problem,
committing treason.
Committing treason against a corrupt government, as long as you're willing to endure the consequences of that. You know what I mean? Like, do whatever you want. If you're protesting something, just don't cry when you go to jail.
Yeah. 56 that risked the gallows. Is that what the story is about the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
You know what's messed up is there are actually two times I screenshotted a little bit of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's more appropriate right now or more appropriate with the next things that I'm going to say later in the podcast. Uh-huh. That's concerning that it comes up so many times.
Right.
So here's what I got. Now, I know nobody likes reading and boring in history. Yeah. And this is only two paragraphs. Kevin always gets upset with me. He's like, people are bored with you. They're done with you. But when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for the people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of the nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Prudence indeed will dictate that the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. Such has been, and you get the idea. But that's the thing. There comes a time where it's gone too far, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. I don't know why I had all that, but hey, what can I tell you?
Right. Well, I mean, it's worth reading. If you haven't read the Declaration of Independence since grade school, you know, maybe you should look it up. There's a lot of good shit in there.
Yeah.
Well read.
Right. And that's the thing is we kind of forget. And that's I think, one of the things in there. You know, you guys recall that I just mentioned men are very accustomed to live under oppression because it's so much easier than change, right? If your job's kind of crappy and they kind of mess with you, are you like, do I go find a new job? Because that might suck. And I've already built up all this vacation and it might be hard. And I know I have certain things easy and I've kind of mastered the game where I've learned my job and I hate to go learn new skills and new things that, you know, and whatever. And some people are excited about learning new stuff and I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying a lot of people become comfortable and you're just less likely to throw off those chains if they're light, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it they say? May the chains rest lightly on your back. And
right.
That's kind of the thing because people find that acceptable. And that's the problem. and some of us have more fight in us than others, is what I would say. I mean, as society, I'm not talking about me and Kevin or me and you guys out there. I'm saying, you know, as a general society, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a little bit more fight in you than
if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably what a psychologist would describe as a disagreeable person.
Disagreeable.
Yeah. It's a polite way of saying you're an asshole.
Contrary, but, if you will.
There you go. That's better.
And that's the whole thing, right? Is we all are a little, and that's, I'm always trying to weigh it. You know, the wife is always like, well, you know, you can't be angry all the time. You can't, you know, fight all these things. And you know, there's only so many battles. And obviously, you know, we could just give ourselves a heart attack just stressing about, you know, the goings on of daily life. And we don't need that. You know, we don't need to just give ourselves aggravation. You know, I watch a lot less news than I used to because all the time I'd be like, nope. Or, you know, all the times I would fight it because I would be like, well, that's unconstitutional. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but like a million things we do are unconstitutional and you can't.
Right.
Like we're already past that.
Basically, every law that Congress passes is unconstitutional. Yeah. But
that's the thing. It gets so out of hand and so... We're constantly under attack and it's basically how much oppression, you know, and then it gets to a point. And I honestly, I'm at the point that it's kind of maybe better to just let it play out at this point. Cause right now righting the ship just sounds like a big mess. And there's a whole big global cabal, if you will, behind it, where even if, we got rid of the corrupt U.S. government, okay, the rest of the world will come in and get us straight. Because I hate to say it, we built something so great in America, and everyone's going to get angry at that. But we made something so awesome that nobody's going to just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Like if we got rid of the whole U.S. government, everybody else would be lining up to say, well, we want our piece. You know, that's ours.
Right.
And as far as righting the ship, oh, man, I think the education system, we've let it go a little bit far.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, I've often been quoted as saying, because, you know, a lot of people are quoting me, you know, when they.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, you
get that right.
Obviously.
So I've been known to say, how about that? I've been known to say that if every politician all the way up from town clerk to the Supreme Court and the White House, if every one of them disappeared overnight because the rapture came and they're all good Christians and they all just
right. Yeah, right. Obviously.
Right. Because, you know, I mean, Pelosi, how often do we hear about the good Catholic she is?
Mm-hmm.
Or yep. Biden, you know, he's always talking about his rights that come from God. I have a clip. We can see that. we'll get into that. But if they all disappeared, we'd just elect the same bunch of idiots right away. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you we would, because you got to realize the people who voted for all the clowns that we have in office right now would vote again.
Right. For the same types of assholes. Same
types of assholes. And we'd end up with the same thing. Now, I don't mean that that means give up. It's over. There's nothing we can do. That's not what I'm saying in any way. What I'm saying is that the way to go about it, we need perspective. And I think that's the thing. I don't think our founders, and you know, I get so disgusted when people talk about, well, our founders couldn't have understood how the world is. Men are men, and the world is just the same, but our world is so small now. Like, you know, technology and everything has brought us into such a microcosm. You know, now obviously we had Ben Franklin living in France and we had, you know, back and forth to England, but it wasn't the small world that it is today, you right. know, with that, the influence of, you know, the UN and the different things and how that all connects. But, I don't know. I feel like I'm stealing the whole show here on you, Kevin. What, you want to take us somewhere, or I got more jumping off points? We can,
well, let's,
cliffs I can take us off. You don't have to worry. They're endless.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about real quick about, stock trading, stocks, real fun, real interesting, right? Yeah. I mean, congressmen, senators, what do they make? About $160,000 a year.
That sounds like a reasonable income, Kevin.
Reasonable income. You should be able to live off of that. And I mean,
these are skilled professionals, right? They wear suits. I mean, if you wear suits to work, you expect to make more than the guy who wears.
Right. If I made $160,000, I would still not be able to afford a new Armani suit for everyday work. But they can because they're millionaires. Were they millionaires when they got elected? Some of them were, but they're all millionaires now.
Well, Bernie, he was a millionaire, right? Bernie Sanders, when he got elected.
I don't know what his deal was. I know he's got a shit ton of money now, though. He wrote books, though.
He wrote a book.
That's okay. Yeah. So he wrote books, I guess. I've never heard of it, but he made a lot of money off of it. So whatever.
I should get creating business.
Yeah. Well, you have to be a politician first because nobody's going to buy your book. You have to have that name recognition. And if you can get the DNC or the RNC to like really, you know, get your name out there and support you and finance your campaign and put your name everywhere, then you can write a book and people will buy it, even if it's shit. But you can also use your inside information to buy stocks and sell stocks. Like they sold Boeing stock right before all that shit came out about that, you know, about them making subpar safety situation, subpar airplanes that are fucking crashing all the time now, apparently, because that's whatever. You just have to sell your stock before anybody else knows about that.
Right.
And then it's considered inside trading if you or I do it, but it's not considered it's completely legal for them to do it.
Yeah,
they're going to fix that, though. So, you know, I mean, we wouldn't want people taking it. So the only people that would fix that would be Congress and the Senate. So they're going to vote to take their own special rights away. Maybe next year.
All signs
or the year after. Or the year after. The sometime. They talk about it, you know. So that's good. That'll straighten things out. That'll keep people from wanting to become a politician just so they can get richer. I don't understand how you get a job that pays why would you spend millions of dollars to get a job that pays $120,000 a year?
Kevin, that's a good point. Kevin, because they care about the people.
That's right. Because they care about us and they want the best for us. They want to make sure we're doing all right. Yeah. These fucking shady motherfuckers. I bet every single one of them if they sat down with a psychiatrist, would either be a narcissist or a psychopath. You know what I mean? Actual empathy, but really good at portraying that they do have empathy. Remember one time I talked to a politician about an issue I was having. It was a mayor. And man, I left that meeting feeling really good. You know, like, this is somebody that actually gives a shit about me. And then nothing happened. Because they don't really give a shit about you. They're just really good at making you feel like they give a shit about you. You know?
Sounds right.
And so, I don't have that skill. You know, you come talk to me. You're feeling down. I'll probably fucking make your fucking day worse. You know, but yep. Whatever.
Now, if you guys remember way back in the day, I used to be a New Yorker, and Hillary was a senator in New York. You guys probably don't remember that, but we had a little blessing there. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what it was. I'm pretty sure it was about gun rights. And I sent her a letter, you know, saying, you know, I strongly oppose this and this. And I laid out some points. And she sent me back a letter, you know, and it was from her office or letterhead. And I wish I'd saved it. It would be kind of neat because it was all about, you know, I really want to thank you for agreeing with me. And I am going to do everything we can to, you know, ensure that your goals are my goals, and we're right in line with each other. And you guys know, I mean, you've heard me talk. Me and Hillary are like,
yeah, you guys can, that you can line up step goes opinion back. By opinion. Yeah. Right on in line with
Hillary.
We're
just ticking them off. Like, yep. In sync.
Yeah.
I am with you. No, that's it. That's kind of how politicians are though, is they kind of, you know, and she was all for gun rights and stuff when she campaigned. She settled in New York. She was like, yeah, I'm good. And all the New Yorkers were like, we know who she is. It's okay. Mm-hmm. All the crazy lefties. I don't know. It's an ugly world. Now, so we'll kind of go back to the treason thing. Or do you have more there
go ahead.
Am I cutting off your road here? All right. So treason, right, is the offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or to kill or personally injure the sovereign or the sovereign's family, betrayal or trust. So I don't know. One of the big things that we talked about is it defines the U.S. government, which I swear I had it up here somewhere, but defines it as giving aid or comfort to the enemy is the other definition. And I can't help but wonder, when we allow all these Chinese people to come over the border without being checked. No, I don't want to be the jerk being like, well, all these Chinese are the problem. Those Chinese, they're so bad, right? Or, you know, because they would be like, oh, all the Mexicans keep coming over the border. Well, the problem is, the reason that people find Chinese coming over the border offensive is because, as we laid out last week, you might remember, China doesn't exactly have America's best interests at heart. And I would say that the whole fentanyl thing that we have going is really kind of treasonous. To me, that's aid and comfort to the enemy to allow all these Chinese. Now, I assume they're making sure they're not carrying bags of fentanyl when they're coming across the border.
Sure. I guess
I should be able to assume that. No, maybe not. Kevin, I see a little concern in your eye when I say that they're not carrying. I feel like the Border Patrol agents would be like, yeah, we're not really checking that. I did see a story last week about how, you know, you and I require IDs. It was actually a senator testifying before Congress. And he was like, I'm concerned that we need a driver's license to fly on a plane. But if you just came across the border, all you need to show is that you downloaded the app for immigration on your phone and then you can fly with no idea at all. Mm-hmm. And I find that concerning. Like, to me, that feels strongly like we're giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with that. When I allow all these people who are, I mean, I gotta say, the Chinese, I know it's propaganda, but this is what the Chinese government is doing, is putting out pamphlets and flyers saying, you know, we want to destroy America and we hate America and we want to take it down. To me, that feels like an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Kevin, if I was like, you know, I'm going to announce publicly and put on a website that I hate you, I want to destroy you, I want to make you lose your job, I want to, you know, take down, hurt your family, and these are the ways I might do it, that might make you an enemy, I would feel like.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't invite you over to dinner. You know?
Right? Right?
I wouldn't invite you into my house.
And then if I was to call up your boss and be like, hey, you know, could I just give you fat stacks of cash, or I'll let you do stuff if you fire Kevin, because, you know, we both don't like him, and you know how
get it straightened out.
Then would that be considered giving aid and comfort to your
enemy? Say fat stacks of cash or give you stuff, are you talking about like butt stuff or I mean, that's where you keep the fentanyl, right? I mean, you just stick it up there and you're good.
You just stick it up.
I saw a guy got, was it Brazil? A guy got in trouble because he was working at the a foundry for gold, you know, where they're mining gold and then smelting it, whatever. And they searched people coming in and out, but they weren't doing cavity searches. And he got several hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gold out through his butt. So, I mean,
wow, that's,
they call it the man purse.
Wow. I mean, that, you know how they always, if you ever watch those border shows, you know, or the, like the Locked Up Abroad, and you see mm-hmm. these different things, and they show that the agents is, you just never want to do things in another country. Isn't it amazing that our border patrol apparently, I mean, they got it. Feel like a joke or something. Like, I don't even understand that. Like, I mean, I understand it appears to be intentional to just let people go. That or our guys are really not on the ball.
Mm.
But you watch these other countries, you go in like the middle of nowhere, and these people are like, gee, I can see you're kind of dripping sweat down your forehead. And, you know, you have a nervous twitch, or you're walking with a little discomfort, like somebody with some severe hemorrhoids or something.
Right.
You know, and they're like, oh, and they're like sneeze or cough, you know, and you're
right.
Like, I can't do that because it might blow out.
Yeah.
But somehow our guys, I think we have the guys that could really catch and do whatever, but man, it really is weird the way we're very selective on who we want to catch and what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to fly again is all I'm saying after this episode. I know that China is off the list. All right. We're not flying to China, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, I don't get on a Boeing plane either.
Oh, that was a cheap shot, Kevin.
Yeah.
Now, well, let's dig into that now. Cause I feel like it all relates. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about corruption, right? Is our government possibly being paid off to allow corruption to go on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about bribes. And, you know, if you get pulled over by a police officer and you offer them $100 to not give you a ticket, you'll probably go to jail. You know what I mean? Bribing an officer, that's against the law. He's not going to risk his career for $100. But, you know, let's talk about maybe $100,000.
Oh,
you know,
price.
Nobody's
right.
going to offer you $100,000 for to get out of a speeding ticket. You know what I mean? But what about if you want to kill somebody? You know what I mean? You want to get somebody killed and you don't want the police to investigate it. You want them to commit suicide, right? How much money is that worth? How many people do you have to pay off? I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, it happened in Charleston. Nobody's saying shit about that. So, what's his name? John Barnett. He was a whistleblower, for, Boeing. He was saying that they were cutting corners on safety issues. He said there's no Boeing plane in the United States that he would feel comfortable and sign his name off as saying it's a completely safe airplane. He was giving depositions to judges in South Carolina, and in between depositions, some people called the police and asked them to check on him because he wasn't returning phone calls, and they went to his hotel room. They didn't. So he wasn't there. Yeah. So they went out in the parking lot. They found his car, and he was in the car.
Oh.
And he had been shot in the head.
Oh.
And the coroner immediately ruled it a suicide. So there you go.
Who hasn't seen that play out?
Mm-hmm. Just shoot somebody in the head, put a gun in the car, and suicide, obviously. We don't have to investigate this at all.
Nope. Nothing suspicious there. That's I did see the Babylon Bee. They always have the funny jokes that seem to be able to point out the satire going on in our world here. And they had this great meme that I thought I shared yesterday. Somehow it disappeared from all over Facebook, really everywhere, because I looked everywhere to pull it up for you guys to show you. And the bottom line was, it said, don't worry, Boeing corrected all the problems. They're not going to have any more whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not good.
The problem, but they
did have another one that I was able to grab today that said, Boeing now hiring guy who can keep wings on a plane. So, there are, some options out there, but yeah, no, Boeing's kind of crazy. They, it's really a bad look, and it's a bad look that our government, because Boeing is a huge government contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And right. It's a bad look that the U.S. government is like, well, yeah, I think we're going to just keep letting that go and not worry about it. I mean, yeah. I don't know that do you feel like that your safety's in danger with that, Kevin? Or do you just feel like I'm in danger because my government's so damn corrupt?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I don't know that there's anything wrong because they assassinated any whistleblowers that come out, then I guess I feel fine. I don't know what's safe and what isn't safe. Eisenhower talked about the military industrial complex and watch out for them. And, it's fucking dangerous because they're going to promote war. That's how they make money, is going to war.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And we've been at war basically for the past 40 years, We had a couple of little breaks here and there, but I mean, whatever. Now instead of going to war ourselves, we're just, selling weapons tech to other countries. As long as they're going to war, we're all right.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much how it plays out.
Yeah, and if you think somebody involved in a multi-billion-dollar corporation that's in bed with the United States government can't find somebody to assassinate someone, shit, I could find somebody to assassinate someone for $500, like today. It ain't that fucking hard.
Kevin, no one wants to go to prison. No one is, I don't know.
Somebody offered me $500 to find somebody to beat the shit out of somebody else.
Kevin, did you put that $500 in your pocket?
I did not do it.
Oh.
But I did know several people that...
You gave them a short list of names?
That wanted the job, yeah. I did know some people that wanted the job. So, I mean, it's... it's not fucking hard. That's all I'm saying. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are highly trained in weapons handling that are discharged from the military every year that are looking for a job and looking for a fucking payday.
Oh, I like paydays.
Little PTSD, make sure that you can't hold down a job, but I can find something for you. I'm sure we can find something for you.
There you go. I had a friend in New York who was very down for, you know, tying a dead skunk to a rock and throwing it through somebody's living room window, or, you know, maybe camping out in a tree in the backyard and waiting for people to show up and jump down and, you know, oh yeah, motherfuckers, and you know, jumping out and beating the crap out of people. It's yeah. No, there is a lot of, and people will say just about anything anymore. It really is amazing how morals have changed, how people are willing to compromise themselves. It was funny. I don't know. I end up like scrolling YouTube shorts or something at work, and they have these, you know, it's like a bunch of like OnlyFans girls and what I would consider more, kind of more grounded people interviewing them. I don't know why these girls want to go on there and punish themselves. I guess they just want popularity or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then they seem to be like, oh, well, you know, aren't you offended that, you know, aren't you afraid that your dad and everybody's going to see that you did naked pictures and that's going to live on the internet forever? And they're like, oh no, this is a respected profession, and, you know, whatever. The bottom line, the morals of our country are changing. Whether right. it's right or wrong, we're definitely changing. I think they're wrong, if that's what you're wondering. I try and you probably wouldn't pick up the subtle cues that I drop, but you know, whatever. So this girl's like, well, it's ridiculous because I searched my name in Google, and when I did, I found all these naked pictures of me that you could get for free, and people didn't have to pay for my OnlyFans. And they were so outraged.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. You didn't see that coming. I think that's one of the things, is when you deal in a criminal business, that you end up getting kind of criminal. You deal with criminals. Yeah. You know, I always used to tell my kids, you know, the problem with doing drugs is you have to buy them from drug dealers.
Right.
And that's the big thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, now, you know, they buy, you know, Vicodin or whatever, Oxy, or I don't know what people buy anymore. I mean, the drugs have probably all changed and are modern things, but they're like laced with fentanyl. And it's like, oh, well, you didn't get that from the pharmacy? Now, mind you, if you get it and it comes right from the Pfizer factory, is it still good for you?
Well, I mean, it's heroin. It's highly addictive, but it's not going to kill you.
But it's not going to have fentanyl in it, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, that we know.
Won't have much fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jesus Christ. I saw highest rates of overdose on fentanyl is West Virginia. So if you're out there in West Virginia, be careful who you buy your coke from, I guess. Crystal meth, I mean, they put it in that too. You can do, you know, you can make a crystal meth in your own shed, in your own backyard.
I think they were lacing marijuana cigarettes with fentanyl or something. There was
reefers.
Some kind of stories. Reefers, is that what it is?
Yeah. Marijuana cigarettes.
The Mary Jane. Yep, we're old.
Yeah, I remember, you remember that that show, Reefer Madness?
Yes,
that was the marijuana cigarettes, reefers. A spliff is when you mix tobacco with it. So
yeah. That's the rule?
Yeah, really? That's the deal. Yeah,
Kevin, spliff, you know, is about these things.
A spliff is a joint that has tobacco and marijuana in it. Reefer is a joint that has just marijuana in it. So there you go.
Worldly, Kevin. We appreciate the culture and the insight that you bring to the whole podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, now New York State is taxing tobacco so high that it's actually cheaper now. Yeah, so I mean, when you see me smoking, it's just weed now. I can't afford to put the tobacco in it anymore.
It's funny, cigarettes here are like $5 a pack. I don't know what you're doing down there, but I mean, I'm like, should I start smoking? Because it looks really cheap, and you know.
And furthermore, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to find out that every one of them habitually smokes marijuana cigarettes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a classic line from Reefer Madness. So, I mean.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, get out there.
So, Yeah, I mean, I know we kind of got off the track on treason and right. and that's, but you know, that's how it goes. I kind of always looking for the jumping off point, the theme, you know, yeah. that gets us to where we want to go. And that's the thing. It's so hard. Like, what do you do? Do you just, you know, government corruption? Because it's everywhere. And that's the thing. Like, you watch all these cop videos. You've seen the Audit the Police, right?
Mm-hmm. On YouTube right.
or whatever. I think that's what the channel's called, whatever. Mm. Audit the Cops, or I don't know. Audit the Auditor. I don't know. Whatever. But that's the thing. You get these guys that end up just so power hungry. And I'm not sure that it's protect and serve anymore. And it really is a betrayal. And we just keep allowing more and more chains to be, you know, to rest on your back.
Right. Now,
do we go out there and probably drive faster than we should? And yeah, could we be putting other people in danger when we drive a little too fast? And, you know, there's moments that, you know, these things may have a place.
Right.
But are people looking at their phones or whatever while they're driving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably. I've seen that once. You yep. swerve over a little bit and almost hit that mailbox.
Last week, I was at a stoplight and I saw somebody, a police officer, making a left-hand turn coming in front of me and going around me, looking at his fucking phone while he did it. So, I mean,
and that's,
whatever.
But we're all human, right? I mean, you know, everybody makes mistakes and is, you know, possibly, you know, doing things that they shouldn't, right? We're all just trying to be better. But mm-hmm. what I'm worried about is the people we have in Washington, I'm not sure they're trying to be better. I'm not yeah. sure. I'm not convinced that they have our best interests at heart, is, mm-hmm. I guess, where I would go with that. When you're giving all our money away to, you know, Ukraine and everything else, I worry about it. There is actually a court case right now, Murthy versus Missouri, where it turns out there's all kinds of proof that the government was coercing social media and Google, and with threats of shutting them down or doing investigations unless they censor political opponents and ideas that they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to look into that, but I feel like
yeah. so if you
corruption, to me, that's almost treason, right?
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, let's, cause thing is, right, we have certain laws, and the First Amendment, that's kind of a big one. And,
yeah.
you know, the Bill of Rights, we used to kind of take pride in this country. Mm. They used to actually have kids memorize it in school.
Right. No, you're right. Right.
No.
Yeah. Not anymore. They don't do that. So 2016. So if you called up, you know, well, I guess you can't even call them up. But if you talk to somebody from Google or Facebook and you wanted information, I want the private messages that, you know, somebody else sent to somebody. You know, they'd say, no, that's private information. We can't give that to you. Private information, like the type of information you would need a warrant for. But you don't need a warrant if you're the government. So yeah. the FBI.
They do, really.
Yeah, they do need one, but they don't. They just give it to them. They just give that shit away for free.
Well,
charge them for it. They just ask for it and they give it to them. $449,868 requests for user data from Facebook, 2016. 27,850 requests for private information from Google that were complied with, and 9,076 requests from the government for personal information from Apple. So, I mean,
I have to point out,
shit is private.
Yeah.
It's not. It's
you
not.
Said 2016. Can you imagine where we are in 2024 compared to 2016, right. How do you think those requests have, you know, you think that number's gone up or it's gone?
Oh, no, down? I'm sure it's zero now. I'm sure they're not doing it anymore.
Cause people are like, ooh, that would be unethical. We're mm-hmm. not going to cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bridge too far, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're not going down that road.
Yeah. But I mean, get down to it. Let's talk about the immigration bill that didn't pass, that didn't go anywhere in Congress a couple months ago.
All right.
So who voted against it? Well, everybody voted against it. Everyone.
That's right. You know? Sounds great.
Right. It was a bipartisan bill. They were supporting it, and then everyone was against it. Why? Because Democrats need those people to come into this country because it helps their voter base, right? It helps to increase their voter base. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can't vote for Congress or, you know, any federal positions. It's against a lot of voted for them, but your kids can. You know what I mean? Once your kid's born here, it's American citizen. They love their mommy and daddy, and they want to help support that. Right-wing companies, right-wing politicians are beholden to a lot of companies that need cheap labor. And maybe they don't hire illegal immigrants, but if illegal immigrants are working for less than you are, they can justify decreasing your pay or at least not giving you an increase in your pay.
Kevin,
so, I mean,
yeah,
it benefits both political parties. It just doesn't benefit the American people. So, I mean, if you're
looking for
your politicians to look out for you, you know, good luck with that. You know, I hope it works out, but it's not gonna.
Yeah. Well, I think also there really is something to, well, yeah, but we're also going to go to all these parties and people are going to be like, you're a hater. And Republicans don't want to feel like that. Do you ever want to be told that you're a hater, Kevin?
No, it hurts my feelings when people say shit like that.
You're a sensitive guy and, you know, you don't want that. Plus, Republicans are so dumb that they'll be like, well, yeah, maybe these people will vote for us, though. And that could be a new voter for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2,001 votes is more than 2,000 votes.
Right. So, that's right. That's all you need.
That's
just one more vote than the other guy.
Yeah. Well, the other guy's probably getting, you know, 50,600 and whatever, 32. But, you know, you get that extra one, you just feel a little bit better.
It's you know, funny, though, because you can break it down. For, you know, as far as like when you donate to political parties and, you know, you want to help out and get your team to win and shit like that. But you can break it down. And apparently the going price right now is about $2.50. That's about what it costs to get somebody to vote for you. So the more money you raise, the more likely you are to win the election. So all you really need is some rich people to back you up, and we're all dumb enough to fucking vote for one or the other, you know?
There you go. Now, by rich people, you mean Boeing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know. It's just an ugly road, and it is frustrating. And I think what it all comes down to, though, is more and more, it just makes us realize that you need to start taking care of yourselves, you know? We need to protect against inflation. We need to store some food because, honestly, food prices aren't getting cheaper. You really should be thinking about alternative meat sources. It turns out most of the food out there, we shouldn't be eating anyway. Most of the stuff grown in the U.S., you know, I keep seeing these memes, and we all know that once you start searching something, that the machine just feeds you more and more to keep you searching. So more and more, I keep seeing these where they're comparing like food labels from the US and the UK. And it's like ours is like three main ingredients and then 50 chemicals. And then the UK version is like three ingredients. And you're like, wait a minute. Why? You know, because ours is obviously better. You know, and I just feel bad for them. They're not getting all the stuff. I mean, we're obviously getting more bang for our buck when we get all those chemicals in ours for free. I mean, or, you know, equal cost. But I guess where I'm going with this is maybe you should look into start growing your own stuff. Maybe you don't need all that fertilizer. Maybe when you're growing your own stuff, you don't need to spray Roundup all over it. I mean, I'm throwing out crazy ideas here. But maybe you need to be your own guy and kind of learn to take care of your family. Learn to maybe, you know, provide a little bit. Learn the security skills that you need to take care of your family. Maybe purchase a weapon. Maybe a firearm in the home is the right answer. Maybe, just throwing these things out there, You know, you teach your kids. You spend time with your kids, teach them values that you think are right and that are important to you and that you'd like to see carried on. And if you instill those values, maybe that's how we change America and make it into something greater than what it is. You know, America, I got to say, I've been all over the world, right? I was in the military. I've been to, you know, probably 20 countries. And I will say, after the 20 countries, America's pretty freaking awesome. There was no port that I would rather pull into than a U.S. port. You know, we pull into New York City. It's freaking awesome. You know, and you'd see cool things. I don't know how it'd be now. Mind you, I was 15, 20 years ago, but they loved you and it was great. You pull in a Turkey or something and they're like, oh, you guys are the problem. You know, you're the reason that all these bad people do things, because it's because they hate you. And, you know, we all have our way, right? But maybe the more you teach your kids, the more you provide for your family, the more you're able to protect your family, the better the world's going to be. And all we can do is take care of our own. You know, I mean, the bottom line is it all comes down to you taking care of yours. And then we try and do bigger and better. Obviously, we want to protect the rights that are going to allow us to build things on our land, allow us to grow what we want to grow, to, you know, have the weapons and the tools to defend ourselves. These are things that are very important and we hold dear, and we're going to vote accordingly. And we're going to find out what we need to know and what's going on to protect our family. But just the same, your first priority and your ultimate responsibility is to your family and to yourself and to take care of your stuff. You know, it's God, family, country, you know, not the other way around, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, some people, I had this great clip. Let me show you this clip that started this whole episode, Kevin.
All right.
I know you guys are like, man, Chuck's been talking a long time, but let me show you this clip that is really what inspired the whole treason thing.
Christian nationalism, like the new apostolic reformation. These are groups that you should get very, very schooled on, because they have a lot of power in Trump's circle. And the one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining men, mm-hmm. that is
yeah,
men,
yeah.
are determining what God is telling them. And in the
yeah, right there, that just enraged me. And I'm like, you know what? We got to talk about this. And that's the whole thing. More and more, that wasn't the only news article I found. There is a lot of news stories that say the radical Christians believe that their rights come from God and not from the government. And I'm like, and that's actually what brought me back to the Declaration of Independence, is endowed by our Creator, right?
Right.
We used to believe that our rights came from God. It turns out that is the whole basis of America. Like the whole thing, the whole reason it was founded, the reason we left England. Otherwise we would have been content,
right?
You know, serving as servants of the Queen and, you know, and
loyal subjects, right?
Yeah.
It's the word inalienable rights, right? Rights that can't be taken away. Right. You can give them away, but they can't be taken away. Right. And you have a freedom of choice. And that, if that freedom of choice is complying or death, it's still your choice. Right. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, these motherfuckers get upset again.
So let me leave
these motherfuckers don't give a shit about you, man.
Let me leave you with that happy note of, you know, hey, guess what? Your rights do come from God. And I do believe that my rights don't come from the government. It turns out now rights. Well, what are rights? You know, maybe, you know, if I do things, I might end up in jail. I could say it's a right all the time.
Right.
You know, you were talking last week about, you know, you have the right to, you know, healthcare or something, you know, is what people were telling you versus, you know, the right to have a gun. Does that mean they pay for it? Or does that mean, but also, you know, do you have the right to own it? Do you have the right to protect your family? Well, I believe I do, but you know, the ATF might say, well, you can't have a Glock switch though. You know, you have to, you know, they're all, no, can I play within the rules that we agree on as a society? I can do that. But let's make sure that we're not all idiots and we shape the country into something that's a little bit nicer. That's all I'm saying. And let's see if we can get rid of a little bit of the corruption. Let's dare I say that the Trump quote, let's drain the swamp. Kevin, did I upset you? I ruined the whole thing. Kevin was like, yeah, down with the man. And then I was, yeah. I threw that little Trump. Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody I see in politics is a fucking swamp monster to begin with. Yes, so I'm not.
I would agree with that. So anyway, we really appreciate you guys sticking around. You have questions, concerns, comments, preppingbadass@gmail.com. We really appreciate you guys sticking with us. And, you know, if you made it this far, almost an hour here today. So, yeah, that's awesome. We appreciate you guys. So with that, stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.